Some call Death Wish Radio.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head. Cause people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality. Analyze the laughs, cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously. Change the words around, try to make it look profound. A comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage. The critics think he's great, but the laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mummy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. Down in the road, their minds have all gone cold. Cause Mickey Mouse is dead, they shot him through the end. With ignorance and scorn, they believe in something new. They read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Do you know that Mickey Mouse? Reality deceives, no matter what you believe. It's all just never idea, and there's this personal fear. The fear of being sus. What they really are, the fear of being laughed at when they go too far. They call it paranoia, you can't up it away until you come to realise everyone's the same. People like their problems like the faces of content. They hide them till it kills them, and no one is thinking of them.
KDW from March of 2024. You just heard the Subhumans playing Mickey Mouse is Dead. What a bunch of jerks. We also heard Fireburn playing Break It Down and Idols playing Mr. Motivator.
Rude 69.
We'll be right back.
taken. It's not to be mistaken for attempted education or righteous accusation. Only a description, just an observation of the pitiful condition of our generation. The world made of opinions to which we think of never less than stealing made of pride. This is not so satisfied, so that's made of rage. Heart is only age, always closed and gentle with everyone we wait. In this room without a window, get the out. Room without a window, get the out, get the out. Floors made of lies, we gladly have to stay inside. Corners made of photos, and photos made of honor. Vision with the woods of fallen, just as a reflection. Flashing with the records of our cultural rules of vision. Room without a window, get the out. Room without a window, get the out, get the out. Ha 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 ha. Killing each other. Don't we learn nothing? Got a room inside of mine. Yeah, we can't see out because we're blind. But I got to joke, got to make a hell train. Alright, from the moon without a window to a different way to think. Got a room inside of mine. Yeah, we can't see out because we're blind. But I got to joke, gotta make a hell train. Alright, from the room without a window to a different way to think. The position being taken is not to be mistaken for attempted education. Righteous accusation, only a description, just an observation of the pitiful condition. Modern generation, from without a window, get the out. From without a window, get the out, get the out. From without a window, get the out. From without a window, get the out, get the out.
Let's Go Bowling playing Rude 69, Operation Ivy playing Room Without a Window, and 15 playing I'm a Man. I, however, am not a man. I am a cursed AI.
Woo! All right, okay. We're actually going to do a number now. There was a song in the charts recently about racial harmony, about black and white people living together side by side in perfect racial harmony together on pianos. I might be a bit stupid-like, you know what I mean? But I know the pianos aren't gonna solve nothing, you know what I mean? No. There's only one thing that unites us, one thing that we all have in common. What is it? What is that one thing that unites us? It's not class or ideology, colour, creed or roots. The only thing that unites us is Dr. Martin's boots! Dr. Martin gave his boots to the world so that everybody can be free. They're classless, matchless, he was just a waterproof from retail for only £19.99.
Pretty soon everybody be wearing those boots with the airflow cells, and your boots will have a meeting, and your boots will take control. Thanks to Dr. Martin, everybody move to one beat. Thanks to Dr. Martin, they'll be dancing in the street. No, don't you want me? Okay, boots, do your stuff! Dr. Martin's boot. Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's boot. Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's, Dr. Martin's boot.
What? Boring! Don't you husbands ever read the NME? What happened to the revolution? God, do you think Devil Woman had never been written?
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Thank you. Okay, so like, remember that old TV show called The Young Ones? They like had bands on there and stuff, and those songs are from that, like, off the soundtrack. It was like Radical Posture doing Dr. Martin's Boots, and like Motorhead playing Ace of Spades, and like The Damned with Video Nasty, and Madness playing House of Fun. I, like, love that word radical.
We'll be right back. sucker! We'll be right back. That was a little heavier for you guys. Cruevo playing Razor Blades, Agnostic Front playing Society Sucker and Death with Leprosy. Next we will play tracks off the Wood Panel Placer Wagon with Max compilation by Very Small Records. It was originally released as a 12-inch record and an accompanying 7-inch record. It had 100 bands playing 100 songs that were less than a minute long. Holy shit.
So fuck San Francisco!
Go! 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 Go!
Baby boogers! Baby boogers! get spooky.
Hello, this is Terrence Lee Grubb, Chief Executive Officer of the Fortune 500 company Grubble Productions, calling David Hayes, CEO of Too Many Records. Pick up the phone. I guess you just don't know how big I am. This is a big company I'm running, pal. I can snuff you out. You pick up the phone. I ain't asking you, I'm telling you, pick it up, God damn it. All right. I'm going to have my men over there roughing you up.
Quick, that was Your Mother playing OSF, Youth Gone Mad playing Loagie's Herb Garden, Corrupted Peasant Farmers playing Slooks, Strychnine playing Dead Rats and Oakland Dogs, Lopez playing Bilbo Baggins, Boba Fett Youth playing OK Fine, Dead Silence playing Money, Sockeye playing Baby Boogers, Berserker playing Life on the Edge, The Piss Shivers playing We Rock You Suck, and Submission Hold playing Analysis of the Sublimation of Ethics. Wow, what a mouthful. That was 11 songs in just over 7 minutes. This clip is probably longer than half of those songs. Now to close it out with some grindcore and a little thrash.
Hi. So that was Agathocles playing Screen Freak, Carcass Grinder playing, a name in Japanese, and some of my hometown heroes, Drunken Mishap, playing TV Conspiracy. There's just a couple things I wanted to say about this episode. That band Fireburn, the song was from their 2017 EP. You know, they're a band from LA. They got the guy Israel Joseph I, who replaced HR in Bad Brains between 1991 and 1994, and he sang with them again in 2008. They also got this dude called Todd Youth, who played in Warzone, Murphy's Law, and Danzig. And there's another guy who was in a bunch of bands, you know, they're basically called a supergroup. And I like the record. I just heard it recently. It sounds like Bad Brains to boot, and even complete with this, you know, some reggae jaw stuff at the end. And then there was that band Idols. I had never heard of them before. My friend Jeremy told me I should listen to them. I thought it was pretty good. They're from Bristol, England. They started in 2009, and the song I played is off their 2020 album called Ultra Mono. They're considered punk rock. In their bio, I think it would maybe be considered alternative nowadays, but I like that song. Then I played 15, I'm a Man. That's a great song, and I have a lot of respect for Jeff Ott because I know that he had a rough past and always wasn't a great guy and didn't live up to being the man he's talking about in that song, and I can relate wholeheartedly because I have a shady past too, and I haven't lived up to that version of a man either. But, you know, I'm here and I'm trying, so that's it. And the Wood Panel Placer Wagon with Mags album, that is like a 100-band sampler, and when I was a kid that was cool because I heard about a lot of great bands like I love Submission Hold and Dead Silence, and a lot of those bands did pretty well. Blink 77 is one that came to mind. I didn't play them, but they're on the comp. And, Submission Hold, I interviewed them for my zine. I followed them around their Northern California tour. That band The Piss Shivers on there, they helped out with my zine. Then I played Agathocles. They helped out with my zine a lot, did interviews, and sent stuff for review. Then I ended it with Drunken Mishap, and that's just the kids I grew up with over in Lancaster. That's off their record on Beer City from a long time ago. So yeah, you know, thanks for listening and stuff.